At the conclusion of the summit, Antonio Costa said Europe was at a tipping point and that the EU is rising to the challenge. In coordination with NATO, the bloc has pledged to revamp its defence capabilities to protect citizens across Europe, including in Ukraine. The EU's pledged to mobilise public and private funding and create a mechanism to free up over $150 billion in loans for member states to boost defence capabilities. 26 of the 27 EU member states ought to agree to ramp up assistance to Ukraine in the short and long term. Hungary was the only holdout, arguing that further military aid for Kyiv will hurt peace efforts. William Denslow, Brussels.